Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Good morning, Kelly. This is Robert Hesse. I've got some questions on some orders, two that just arrived yesterday and a multitude of back order ones.
Okay.
I received two of the same item yesterday. Looking at the invoices, they both have different prices on them, and none of the prices even reflect what the actual price was. So I'm kind of confused here because I don't order duplicates of anything, and yet going into my back order list on the internet, I've got it up on the screen here, there are at least three items still coming, but they're coming as ordered that I ordered two of them, which I did not.
Okay. Let me see here. I was able to pull up your account by your phone number. Thank you for giving me your name when you called in. I'm just going to go over your account. So which items? So I am showing that you have a Loki and TARDIS that have not shipped
right,
yet.
That's the last order I placed, and that one is correct on the by the list of orders.
Okay.
But then after that, the next few gets even are screwed up.
Okay. Not a problem. We'll go over them, and I'll see what's going on here.
Yeah, because it doesn't help, though, because, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. You know, when you place the order, it gives you a number in the, like, the 9,000 series.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you get the form, the invoice has things in, the, like, the 3,200 series numbers. So the numbers don't even match each other, so you can't figure out what order you this is and what order it isn't.
Yeah, I do apologize. The 3,200 series is your account number. So that's since you've placed the orders under your, you know, name and address and things match up. It does give you an account so you can we can kind of pull all of your stuff at one time when we pull.
Yeah, because the only number I can see matching it, I'm seeing like, well, the two orders that arrived yesterday, the last three digits were 002003. Now going to my back order list on the computer, it does reflect there is a 002 and a 003. Yeah, other than that, there's nothing in the number that matches. Now, that shows that I ordered a Doctor Who, a third Doctor companion set for the one order. Going to the other order, it shows no Doctor Who one, but yet you go to a different order altogether, it shows that I ordered a companion set again.
Okay, let me see. So I do see where you had ordered one that just was shipping out. Let me see. Was the Doctor Who, Joe Grant, Bridget Eyre, and Ben 10.
Yep, I did get notice from you that it's on its way.
Okay.
So those two seem to be correct. But like
okay.
It says, when I go to anything into, I think those are the only two orders that at least my sheet here shows that I made. One, the Joe one was January the 8th, and the other one was just this month alone. But looking again at the sheet, looking at all the orders, which go back all the way to May of 2020,
right.
According to the sheet, it shows that they're all still processing.
Let me see here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every once in a while I would accidentally get one and, you know, one of your counterparts would just be very nice and say, yeah, just keep it. You know, it's starting to look like I'm being charged for these as well.
Okay. Let me see.
Which is really screwing up my credit card because when I make the purchase, I immediately input it into my credit card that I made that purchase. And then that purchase doesn't appear on my credit card until maybe months later.
Yeah, so we would do the pre-authorization charge when you place the order, and then we wouldn't do the final charge until it left the warehouse.
Yeah, well, that's changed too in the past because I used to be charged immediately as soon as I placed the order. So things have changed a little on that. But, you know, yeah, that's not a problem. But like I said, yeah, I'm looking at, like, on there's like two Sea Devils, three Third Doctor companion sets. There's one Dalek Executioner and Strategist. There's duplicates on that. So, like you said,
yeah.
If I'm being charged for these, I never ordered them. I only order one at a time, or one
yeah.
of each item at a time.
So I pulled up the order that ends in 017, And I am showing a second Doctor Who, the third Doctor, Joe Grant, Brigadier, and Benton set. So this order was placed on 11/11 of 2020.
Yeah, I've got the 11/11 in front of me, which
so
shows
showing,
that I ordered.
Yeah.
Which is probably correct, but then it shows another one, which I ordered it again.
Yeah. So I'm showing
which I
that
did
you,
not.
Okay. So I'm showing that on, let me pull this up here. Let me go back into, let me see. Okay, so I am showing that it was ordered a second time on the 12th, on December 10th, that you placed the second order and it included when you placed the order for this. I always mess these up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It shows the one with the set and the I'm going to screw up the name, but
I know,
the one little the queen, the queen figure.
Yeah.
I love sci-fi, but can't always say the words that, for the name of the character.
It always surprises me when I have callers. They're like, "Oh, it's exactly like this." I'm like, "Oh, wait, I have to write it down because I won't remember."
I said, "It's just, yeah, love the set. You know, I've been buying probably thousands of dollars worth of stuff from you, but yeah, I don't buy duplicates, and yet the duplicates pop up that you placed this order. And so like, I only clicked it once."
Yeah, it may have been the only thing I can think because I am showing it on two different order dates. Is that maybe it was something that was left over in your shopping cart, and that is part of the, that's why you're getting a duplicate. Maybe it remained in your shopping cart even after you purchased it, because they do have two totally different, like a month apart.
Yeah, I've got one figure called Sea Devils, and I already got two of them, but I only ordered one. Yeah. Those have already arrived. The Doctor Who companion set, that just arrived. I have several others that I've ordered and have never seen them. Because I said I have a complete list of everything that you've ever created and the ones which I own and which I don't own. So like I said, there's a one set that was called the Time Lord series. It was Missy and Rassilon. Had never seen that one. But I know I can see that it was ordered. But
yeah.
In fact, that was on the October the 27th, 2020.
Let me see.
There's another character on that, also that order. Eldred, never received that one.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've actually got, because when one arrives broken again, you guys are great. You don't want it back. You just say, yep, here's another one.
Right.
So I've wound up with like four of the same Enterprise because you replaced it and then you replaced it and then you replaced it. And then there was another large Doctor Who figure that I ordered. It came broken. You replaced it. You replaced it. And it just like, okay, I only need one that's actually, intact.
Yeah.
I don't
Sometimes
have room for all the ones I've.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand there's mix-ups, in shipping and stuff like that. But, again, if I'm being charged for these, even though it's a replacement for a broken one,
no,
it's really screwing up my credit card.
Yeah, you wouldn't be charged if it was something that we shipped you as a replacement, unless it was something that, you ordered it, but then the post office brought it back, and so we had refunded you for it, so then we recharged you for it. That would be the only way we
could
recharge you
for
that.
Yeah, I've never seen a refund on my credit card from anything from your company.
It has to come back to the warehouse in order to get a refund, so that's why.
Sure, but as I said, I've never seen a. So, but yeah, because like I said, it seems strange, like you said, that this entire list, it shows that everything is still processing, that you've not sent any of this. And I know that's not true because I have most of it.
Yeah, let me see. So, I'm checking for duplicates or anything like that.
Yeah, because I mean that Doctor Who, that third companion set. Even if I had ordered two, or didn't order two, the price item for that is $69, I think $95, something like that. But the one invoice that came with the one yesterday, the amount was for $52.46, not counting. I think shipping was not counting in that. And then the other one that I received yesterday was for $59.46. So neither of them reflect the price of the actual item.
Yeah, it looked like it. That could have been that a discount code was applied at the checkout.
Yeah, but they're pre-orders.
Well, it was a pre-order,
and never
so that
give
wouldn't
a,
have been the
yeah,
case.
Yeah, you never give a discount for pre-orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the stuff, as soon as it pops up on the screen, I order it.
Yeah.
You know, but, and like I said, so, but yeah, every time, I'm always getting Facebook and email saying, you know, this discount, this discount, but none of them apply because these are all pre-orders.
Right. So, I'm showing, so the only one that I'm showing that's a duplicate as of right now is the third Doctor Who set.
Well, actually, there's two. There's the other one called the Sea Devils.
Okay, that's what I was looking
for. I
got
two of those as well. Okay. Let me pull those up. I wish that this would be easier to open on the computer. But
I had written it down because I thought I had seen it once already, so I'm glad you can
put it. On May 9th of 2020, there's an order for a Sea Devil. And then again, let me find it again because I know it's there. And then on 11 November, there's another Sea Devil order.
Yeah, I see the Sea Devil for 11 November.
And again, only ordered one and wound up, I guess, being charged for two, and I do have them. So, like I said, right now that Missy Rassilon one never arrived. Still waiting for that. I've got my other list in front. I'm running computer screens right now trying to look at all of this. There's a Dalek Executioner and Dalek Strategist. It shows that I ordered that twice, which I didn't, but I still haven't received any of those.
Okay.
Let's see, going down to the individual figures. There was the 13th Doctor. It was item number 180, but I don't think those numbers reflect with what your one's showing the computer.
So that one, the 13th Doctor, the problem with that item is that the credit card on file is expired.
I was not contacted, so happy to. The credit card number is accurate. It just, so the one you have on file is a usable credit card.
Yeah, this one, since it was placed in 2018, I can update that for you. We'll go ahead and get, because as soon as I popped it up, pulled up this order, it shows that the card was expired.
And then there was item number one, like it says 183, Eldred, which hadn't received that yet. The Fugitive Doctor is en route, like, as you said, and I've got email confirming it's en route.
Okay.
Yeah, the only confirmations I have of anything en route was the companion set and the Fugitive Doctor.
Okay.
But yeah, normally it shows you'll get emails saying you still have something in your basket. And, I try to go back in there and delete it because, again, I've already ordered it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's sitting in my basket and somebody is just processing that as an order and charging me for it, I did not order that.
No, and we wouldn't have done that. It would have been something because the only thing we would charge you for repeatedly would be a subscription service, and these are all eShop orders. So we wouldn't have charged you without your permission. So that's the only way is maybe is you would have had to place the order or.
But I'm still getting duplicates on these things.
Yeah, so let me see. All right.
Yeah, because I think the last time I called, there were so many back orders, the lady couldn't even find him in the computer. And then it's been quite some time that there was a pause, and I thought, well, maybe that's, might have been a credit card issue or something like that. You just simply didn't send me the items that I ordered. But as you said, that's only showing one, figure number 180, which that needs to be corrected because, again, If you used my account for the Loki one just purchased, that's the same account.
Let me see. No, it's
actually
a different card number. It's showing on file.
Yeah, I had to get that card reissued. There was some illegal activity on it from somebody, so the card had to be reissued.
Okay, so that's...
The last four on the one current you have on file should be 1811.
No, that's not the one that I have for this. The one, the eShop order ending in 10017. It's not that number.
Yeah, well, I said that's probably the one that it was placed. The one that for the Loki one just purchased was the 1811.
Okay.
That's the current credit card number that you should have on file. If not, that needs to be updated.
Yeah. So we may want to go ahead and update that for the order number 17. Let me see if something else is still pending on that one real quick. I'm just going through your current and your most recent orders that have shipped so that I can see what is still
okay,
pending.
I'm looking. The only order I'm seeing ending in 17 was 4717, and I have all of those.
Let me see. Yeah, I was looking for the duplicates.
That's
so I see it
the
on
one
the
with
17.
The doctor on it, Center.
Yeah, so it would have been the one that had the doctor, the USS Enterprise 1701F, and the Sea Devil. That was the 17th order that I'm showing on this. It's only just the way that the system pulls it up. So that's
okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at it because this one is 17969, and that shows the Enterprise, the third companion set, and a Sea Devil. So again, I now have two third Doctor companion sets, and I have two Sea Devil figures. Only one Enterprise.
Okay, so the second time that one was placed, I see that one. This one's 1210. Okay. I do appreciate your patience. I'm just trying to...
This is rather confusing. I didn't even know the little icon up on the screen let me look at all the orders because I usually just relied on talking to one of your counterparts saying, okay, this is what I have in my Excel file. What do you have on the computer? And it didn't match. But now I'm actually looking at an order list, which, again, still says everything is processing since May of 2020. There are duplicates in there, which, again, I did not order the duplicates.
Okay, so I see the second Sea Devil was placed on...
Yeah, the two Sea Devils, let's see, the last digits on the last five digits on each order was 24003. The other one is 17969. Those are the ones that show two Sea Devils. And then I have the numbers again for the third Doctor companion set. And then I have two order numbers for the Dalek Executioner and Dalek Strategist ones as well. I was trying to pull this all up, make it easier for you when you're trying to look this stuff up.
Yeah, that's okay. Let me see. I'm just trying to find the Daleks because I found the duplicate Doctor Who.
The Daleks, let's see, last five digits was 14577, and the other one is 15721.
Okay. Let me try to pull it up that way. All right, let me see. Okay. I've got this one pulled up. No. Okay. You said it was a...
Yeah, because you were talking about you don't charge until the actual item is shipped out, because I had one that goes back to, item number 138, and I was charged for it, never received it, and then they said, well, again, like you're saying, we never charged for that. Well, then, so I had to send a copy of my Visa statement showing, well, clearly here's the charge,
yeah.
And there's no refund.
Typically, there's a pre-authorization charge that would fall off on your account.
Yeah, but it was the full amount.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, because I haven't seen an Eagle Moss charge on that credit card in quite some time. So I figured, like you said, try to figure out where all these are and whatever happened to them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm just trying to find that. I'm still not able to find that one.
Which order. Character?
I found the duplicates for the Doctor Who and the Sea Devil, but I can't find the other one that's a duplicate. I keep
Strategist and Executioner.
Strategist. Yeah, the Dalek.
Let me look at my screen here. I said it was, what number did I use? So it was, the one order was on October the 17th, 2020.
Okay.
Like I said, ending in number 14577.
And it was like 9 and then like 5 zeros, right?
Yeah. And then the other one is October the 27th. So it was the 9 and 5 zeros, 15721. So it shows it's been ordered twice, but never received at all.
All right. Let me see.
Yeah, those are the only ones currently I see duplicates still sitting on this pending list.
Yeah.
Again, there is that one other figure, actually, that one other figure is also on that sheet with the Executioner and Strategist one, the one from 27 October, Eldred.
Okay, I have that on here, too.
Yeah, that one was not received.
Okay.
And also on that sheet, which also was not received, was the Missy and Rassilon Time Lord set. That has not arrived either.
Okay, so we need the...
So, yeah, the only thing that came in that was the Doctor Who tuxedo one.
Okay. All right, let me see. Yeah, because when I search that order number, it doesn't come up with anything. Like, it
Actually,
does, but it doesn't come up with your account. And I'm not showing...
I can't find the tuxedo one right now, but I have these things so spread out. I'm doing house cleaning. I'm terminating a storage facility and trying to go through all this stuff and figure out what I even have.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking at my list of the ones that have arrived,
Yeah, because I'm not showing... So what I'm seeing on my end is that you placed an order on October 2nd, and then I'm not showing another order was placed until 11/11. So I'm not showing either one of those two.
Yeah, because I've got an order on the screen here showing for October the 17th and another one for October the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones, obviously, with some of the ones that are unaccounted for.
Yeah. Just a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that figure 180, the 13th doctor. Okay, that's probably the one with the tuxedo, which you said my credit card had expired or something.
So the one that I was showing that your credit card expired, let me pull that one up. Is one that you mentioned, the 13th doctor. Yeah.
That
and
was
it,
the one in the tuxedo?
Let me pull them up.
Because, yeah, that one still shows that it has not arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm about ready to start on another set. Your Space 1991 ones that just came out. And so, like, I got to get the Doctor Who one cleaned up first.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the new collection.
Oh, I love that show. Used to watch it years ago.
So this one, the 13th Doctor, is Jodie Whittaker, and she's in a blue, like a blue pants, blue shirt with a white coat.
That's not it. The number 180 is the 13th Doctor, and it's got tuxedo in parentheses.
Okay, so the one that is showing that you had, that the card was expired is that 13th Doctor. So it's issue 138. So that's
138? Yeah, 138 I got charged for it, and the figure never arrived, and I actually had to buy it on eBay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is cancel the remainder of that order then and force that refund for you since you...
Yeah, because I kept all the old emails where finally somebody at Eagle Moss had to acknowledge, yes, we did charge you for it. And as soon as it, because the moment it was available, I ordered it. And then listed it as, sold out. And they let us know when one came back, and, well, it never came back. But yet I was still charged for it.
Yeah, let me get that. So I canceled the order for that one, and I issued you a refund for that one. That way, it's not just sitting there.
Yeah, so that's the, you said what, the 138 one?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, the one that I, the last 13th Doctor that I ordered that has not arrived is the 180 one.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm showing... three single figures that have not arrived yet. The 13th Doctor, 180. Eldred, which is 183. And 188, which your letters indicate that it is en route, is the Fugitive Doctor. So out of those three, one is en route.
Okay.
The other two, never saw them.
All right, let me see. I'm trying to search for them specifically, 181, and see if I can figure...
Not 181, I got that. 180, 183, and 188 is the one that's en route.
Okay.
Yeah, 181 was the alien ambassador. I have that.
Let's see if I can find 188.
Well, that's the Fugitive Doctor. That's the one you said that's en route, which I've already received email saying it's... will be here any day.
Okay. Okay, so when you place the orders for on 10/17/2020 and then 10/27/2020, I tried to search by the order number and I'm not finding that.
Looking at my email, or not my email, but looking at your actual website, I've got them right in front of me.
Yeah.
Because it's showing the October 17 one, the amount was for $84.26. And the other one on the 27th was for $98.62.
Okay.
single figures. One is en route. I guess you started on that new series of with the 11th Doctor's TARDIS, so I ordered that along with the Loki ship from Battlestar Galactica. There was from the Doctor or Time Lords Victoria set, the two Executioner Strategist ones, which I only ordered one. From the Time Lords series, there was set number 5, Missy and Rassilon, which hasn't arrived. And that is it for the ones that haven't showed. But as I said, that Doctor Who companion set number 12, I got two of those yesterday.
Okay. Let me see. Trying to locate that order in a couple different ways.
Sure. Is there a way you can just pull up my screen and look at the numbers of these? Because I said there's quite a few orders here. Again, all indicating the processing. Going back from 18 May 2020. So I got 1, 2, 3.
All right. I'm going to try some.
So I got, yeah, there's 20 orders on this screen. And again, many of these have long since received a figure and been billed for them. But then there's the ones that, like I said, are just floating around now, and some of them are showing duplicate orders. Yeah, it'd make it so much easier if when the purchase and everything was completed, they'd eliminate that word processing and mark it some other way so it would be easier to figure it out.
Yeah. Especially with the pre-orders, if it was still showing, like, if it still said, like, on pre-order.
Yeah, these pre-orders, I'm not a fan of them, but if you don't pre-order them, then when they're ready to just be on sale, they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that does.
So, I mean, yeah, ever since I've started these pre-orders, that's where things have gotten worse.
Let me see. So when you pull it up, are you pulling it up with your email address or, like, when you log in? How are you logging in?
When I log in, yeah. Okay. When I log in, I'm showing 20 orders processing.
Okay.
Yeah, I would assume you should be able to pull up what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. I'm just trying to go through and see, like I said, I'm trying to just figure out where that those other two orders are, because I'm pulling it up by your email address, and I'm not finding orders for those dates. So the processing status is going to stay that way because we don't use the same process that they do in the UK. And they ship directly, so in the UK, they ship directly from the website, and we have a shipping system that we use, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, and I've tried to contact them over, I used to live in the UK, that's where I became a fan of Doctor Who, because sometimes they will put something for sale that you don't have or may never get. So it just sort of, you know, so I asked him once about, well, you know, what's the status of, can I just purchase directly from Hero Collector? And they said to get back to me, and that was the last I ever heard from them.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry for that. Let's see.
And I don't want to bother my friends over in England and just say, hey, could you establish a subscription for me and then just mail me the things?
Yeah. I'm trying to search another way to see if I can find those two.
Sure, no, that's
fine. I'm just missing those two that I can't see.
I'm sorry this is taking so long for you.
No, you're fine. I'm happy to help. I'm just trying to figure out why it won't show me those two little orders. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because other than those two orders that you can't find, after that there was 5 orders according to the sheet I'm looking at. Because there was one on the 11th of November, 2 on the 9th of December, which I'm trying to figure out how there are 2 for the same day. 1 for the 8th of January, and then the last one for the 11th of May. So, yeah, I haven't ordered anything since, other than this recent one this month, I haven't ordered anything since the beginning of the year. Because things were, I just was still waiting for stuff that never arrived.
Okay. All right, let me see. Okay, so what I'm showing is that, for the October 17th and October 27th orders, I was able to pull them up, is that there was an error when they were processing, so we didn't charge you for those ones.
No, I never received them.
Right.
Let me look at this. Yeah, never received the one for the 17th. None of the, there were 3 items.
Yeah.
And the 27th, there were 4 items, but again, there's duplicates on it.
Yeah, so those 2 orders never processed in our system. They weren't successful, so when we tried to process that order, it's showing that we couldn't retrieve the card information. So you weren't charged for them. So that's why you haven't got those ones are still showing processing because there's not an updated card for them.
Well, like I said, all 20 of these are showing processing.
Okay. Yeah, but it won't, so it can't process until we get that updated card information. So you would have to order them again we weren't able to retrieve the order because there was an issue with the card. So it's still showing processing, but they were never charged and never shipped because there was that issue.
Okay, so as far as my card on file, do you have the correct one now, or do you need it from me?
Let me pull up. So on, let me see what we've got. So now that we know about those ones, the October orders, so you would have to reorder those ones. So what we're looking for then is, let me pull these up again. Yeah, let me see. I'm pulling them back up. So now that we've figured out what happened to them, since they were credit card orders, we can only charge at the time. We can't place them, resubmit it. So it was just an error processing in that system. So neither one of those orders for those dates processed, which is why you didn't receive them. They're showing
okay,
that they processed, but you weren't
and
charged.
Some of those are duplicates anyway, because it shows on both orders the same figures. So if those never went through, then I can just reorder and try to make sure it's just I only get one instead of 2.
Yeah. So let me pull this back up, and we'll go over what you're still It looks like you're still waiting on the... Let me see. The... Well, it shows that there was a magazine for the gift, the era that
Yeah,
didn't
sometimes
ship.
They don't arrive with the figures, so they may
yeah.
pop up later or... Yeah, if you could tell me what is still pending, that it's been, supposedly it's en route, that would help me a little.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, so I'm showing that the Loki and TARDIS order is still processing.
Right, that's the last one. I'll write that down.
Yep, that's the new one.
Okay.
So that one's processing. And everything else is showing that it's been completed except for the magazine for that one order now, for that one.
Okay,
one
so
figure.
Everything that I'm missing is...
So
not on your list, but it's heading my direction. Okay,
yeah.
So the Eldred one, that explains that, and the...
Missy Rathalon and the Executioner and the Dalek. So those
okay,
ones
and
would
then
have
there's
been
the,
in those.
That 13th Doctor one, the 180, what happened 17. To that? Does that need to be reordered?
Was that on the 17th or the October 17th or 27th order?
I have not that particular one.
Okay.
That goes back a while. That was figure number 180. I have to try to figure out where that one even was.
Yeah, let me look. Okay. I'm going through and trying to find that one as well so I can see where that one is and figure out what's going on with that.
I think that's the one you said there was a credit card problem.
Yeah. Well, that was the one from that was the what was her name? The Jodie Whittaker.
No.
One
yeah,
that
yeah,
I
that
canceled.
Was the Jodie Whittaker one. And,
yeah.
Okay, so that one was canceled.
Yeah, I canceled that one since you said you had already ordered it, and I. Issued you a refund for that because that was the
no that was the one well yeah that was the 138 one. I'm talking about the 180 one.
Yeah, I'm looking for that one. So the one
okay.
that was had the credit card problem was the 138.
Okay.
That never shipped because it looks like it was out of stock, so I canceled that.
All right.
So let me see. And 180, oh no, 188, never mind. I thought I saw it for a second, so 180.
That was the 1027 one.
Oh, so that was on that 1027 one?
Yeah, I just found it.
All right. So, yeah, so
that
one would have been
canceled then again.
Yep. So the only thing that you've got, you have the shipment that's on the way.
Which is the fugitive Dr. Joe.
Yeah. And you have the Loki... And
TARDIS
one.
So that's the only ones you even have. Everything else is either
complete.
Been canceled or it's you assume it's been sent.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. The only thing that I'm showing is the magazine for that one. the magazine for that one figurine that didn't ship out. That's showing active, and then the order you just placed is showing active. Everything else has been shipped.
All right. Then I need to go back in there and order some of these that haven't already been, that are at least still in stock. Now, what about the one where, again, these duplicates that I'm getting? Yeah, all the other ones have been fixed, but I still got the two of the Third Doctor companion sets, which arrived again yesterday.
So those ones, you can return them, and we'd be happy to refund you for those. Since the orders were placed at two totally different days, it doesn't look like it was a system error. So if you want to return them, we'll refund you for them. Just include, like, your invoice, or I can give you the account number for that, and we'll get that refunded for you when they get back to the warehouse. I can give you the address.
You don't have any mailing labels or anything that I can just slap on there and take it over the Ups or something?
No, we don't do a return label.
Okay. All right, well, then I guess that's all figured out. At least I assume it's all figured out. Expecting one, there's another one on order. Everything else I either need to reorder or just let it go.
Yeah, if it was from those two October orders, they didn't allow it to process.
Okay, so back to then again, do you have a current credit card number on file for me?
Those two orders, they should be fine, because the one, the magazine was the... wouldn't charge you, since that was part of the figurine, and then the other one is the one you just placed, and that would be your current one.
Okay, then I guess it's we got this figured out.
All right. is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I guess I've got it figured now. I just need to go back through some of these and see if some of those can still be reordered.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, I do appreciate your time.
You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.